Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Our last installment of Motivational Monday, we had Torian and Nova Scott. They shared great insight on the subject of the power of two. We learned that in partnership, two is far better than one. Although one can set 1,000 in flight, two can set 10,000. If you missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared from each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams will share for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject, and then we will open up our program for audience participation, at which time we truly welcome your questions and comments, and we enjoy the interactivity, which lends to a rich environment and greater dynamic to the show with your questions and your comments. So we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. We want you to chime in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, being prepared to win. Being prepared to win. Success occurs when preparation meets opportunity, a quote by Zig Ziglar. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a fax, an email, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do, bottom line, to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support in advance with expanding our outreach. The question raised today is, are you prepared for your season of yes? Are you prepared for your season of yes? Are you prepared to win? I want to encourage you to get your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, laptops, whatever you need to take and capture notes of the richness that will be shared around how to prepare to win. You know, so often in my coaching practice, I have clients that share the challenge with this anxiety around being prepared for a windfall of success, as one would say, being prepared for this influx of success that would come, and the concern of, oh my gosh, I will be overwhelmed, it will be too much. And I want to encourage you to know that it's very rare that one just quote-unquote one transaction and they move into a whole different level of success. I want to challenge you to know that because our lives are a journey, there is a progression that happens. And so first we have to show that we are and can be faithful over a few things. And when we're able to show that we are faithful over a few things, then we will, of course, be given much. It's very rare that someone gets much out of nowhere. Those are rare stories. When you hear stories of individuals that gained a level of success, it was through the processing of their journey. They didn't just wake up one day and suddenly they had this brilliant, bright idea and they were successful. There were some things that they had to do to position themselves to win. And so we're going to speak about that today on Motivational Mondays. And again, I can't emphasize enough that I encourage you to get your pens and notepads ready, your tablets, iPads, whatever you need to capture notes, because this is an opportunity as we are in our Shape Up series here on Motivational Mondays that is focused on giving you some key strategies. And my desire as your empowerment coach and a master motivator is that I would bring you rich content from week to week, looking at things potentially from a different point of view, but yet still giving you strategies and tools that you can see that are practical, that you can really embrace and move to another level. It doesn't matter where you are on your journey. It doesn't matter if you're just getting started, if you're in that embryo stage. It doesn't matter if you're in the first trimester and you're carrying the baby through the term. It's in the womb. It doesn't matter if you've already given birth to your vision and your baby, your vision, as I like to liken it to, is now 3 years old or 4 years old or 5 years old. This specific focus on being prepared can apply in any particular area in which you are in at any level that you may find yourselves on your journey. So I want you to know that this show is, in fact, for you, regardless of where you are on your journey. I'm going to give you an acronym tonight for PREPARE. So if you are, in fact, taking notes, I want to encourage you to write down vertically Prepare, P-R-E-P-A-R-E. And we're going to talk about each of those areas. As you know, many have said, Coach Adams, you are the acronym queen, because I like to give you, around a specific subject, an acronym with key elements that you can really see that become more tangible. And, of course, when we open our phone lines, if you have any questions or comments around what is being shared, that would be the appropriate time for you. Now, the P, the first one, you've heard it before, those that listen in on a regular basis, but it's important to stay mindful that we must plan. You know, many would say, oh, okay, I just want to be successful, but they're not planning for their success. They have not created any strategies. They have not developed and designed in advance a roadmap to what does this success look like. And for many, therefore, they can't see it because they have not effectively planned for it. And I have learned that this planning is key. You cannot get away from planning is a part of this preparation to win. You have to have a roadmap, a blueprint. You have to outline some key strategies and develop and design in advance. You have to be able to see it. Now, of course, there are various tools that are in the marketplace that can support you with this process, but even if you go old school, pad and pen, you have to take the thoughts and ideas that are in your mind and you have to organize what is abstract, those different thoughts and ideas, and you have to put it in a linear process on paper, on your tablet, your laptop, whatever that looks like as it relates to organizing these thoughts, but you must organize them. I have found that when you are birthing a vision, the ideas come different points, different times, you know, in little spurts here, little spurts there, and that is this abstract that I'm referring to. That if you don't start to crystallize and capture, and regardless if your baby is 3, 4, 5 years old, throughout this process, you're constantly, you should be at least, continuing to plan. So your strategies are reflective of where you are in your process of your journey. Whatever stage, the embryo stage, now carrying to full term, giving birth, if we're likening this to a woman giving birth to a child and carrying it, your vision should be your child. And I want to honor each and every one of you for loving your vision enough to invest in you today on Motivational Mondays, taking the time to get some empowerment and to get some inspiration that would give you what you need to move to the next level. I want to encourage you around that because that shows you love your vision. You love your baby. And as, of course, the world is celebrating this season of love and Cupid and the arrows, you have to be in love with your vision. And a part of that being in love with your vision is that you will do what you need to do to properly plan, to properly develop and design in advance those strategies that you need. Notice the key here is in advance. You have to do it prior to. You have to be clear on what the steps are that you are taking on your journey. So this planning puts you in alignment for the R, which is readiness. When you properly plan and you have outlined strategies and you've developed and designed in advance, now you are in position, this position of being ready to move to the next step. Because, for example, if you were to go to a bank today around your vision, and you said, I want $2.5 million. I have this brilliant idea, and I want you to give me the money that I need. The first thing that the banker is going to want to see is, Da-da-da-da, drum roll, please. Your business plan. And if you don't have a business plan, they're going to look at you and say, and you want us to give you $2.5 million? I don't think so. You can't just speak the vision. You have to outline all of the various details associated with your vision. You know, I often give you the illustration of my wind shop because that's something that I'm planning the details of twice a year, in January and July. And for calendaring sake, January has already passed. Oops, you missed it, but you can mark on your calendar July 29th is the next date. If you're not already a part of my network, feel free to visit coachadams.com. Add yourself to my database so that you can get the updates and notifications associated with the next wind shop. But that puts you in position so that you can be at a place of readiness to now align yourself for, what are we talking about today? Do you even know? Do you recall? Do you remember? We're talking about how to be prepared to win. And this win is working it now. What am I working, Coach Adam? You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goal, so that ultimately you can live out your dream. And so the P in our acronym, plan. The R is readiness, that when you plan, you are now in a place of readiness. It's likened to if you are on a track field and the person is down waiting to hear the starting mark. It's ready, set, the firing off goes, and go. But they have to be in that position of readiness to now be in this place of preparation, prepared to win. This readiness, being in the right position, like a track runner on a field waiting for the starting mark. You're in position. You're already in a place of readiness because you've done your due diligence through the planning. Now when you are and you have plans, and for those that may be struggling and saying, wow, you spoke about business plan, Coach Adams, and I don't even know where to go. I want you to know that liveplan.com, L-I-V-E, plan.com is a great resource. I was pausing to make sure that I was giving you the right resource, and it is. I'm just double checking that now. Is a great resource for templates on how to outline a business plan. So that's a great starting place. There are a lot of different resources. Obviously, allow Google to be your friend. Allow Google to be your friend. There's so many resources that are at your fingertips. And so this is just one of many, but this is the world's leading business plan software, and it's designed to assist entrepreneurs such as yourself, visionaries such as yourself, in being able to properly pitch and plan and track your business in a more formalized manner. And these are things that are key that you need. So now we've planned and we're in a position of readiness. We are in the starting block. Now it's time we get the firing off. It's time to execute. The E is execute. P is plan. R is readiness. E is execute. What does it mean when we're talking about executing? We're talking about doing the various things that you need to do, taking the necessary steps that you need to take that connect with your plan, your strategy. With this business plan, there should be a strategic plan in that that says, okay, I need to take these specific steps. Like, for example, with the 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams, the first thing is select a date. That is the target. So there has to be a date that is selected. Once that date is selected, the next thing is, okay, we have a date, but where is it being hosted? Is it being hosted in someone's garage? Is it being hosted at a community center? Is it in a park? Is it at a hotel? Where is it being hosted? So these are all of the specific details that I'm giving you as an example that you have to outline. Okay, we know the date. We've selected the name, of course. We know the place. Now, what time is it happening? It's answering a series of questions, and as you do that, now you have to execute on those questions. You have to take steps and move and do. Because it's not enough to say, I have a plan. That speaks to your belief, and that speaks to, okay, I believe, I have this plan, I have this great idea, I believe it, I put it in a business plan. Okay, wonderful, woo-hoo, kudos to you. I'm in a place of readiness, yes, but you have to put belief, your belief has to have feet. That is the execution. You have to step out and do something daily, weekly, monthly in the direction of your vision, in the direction of your goals, in the direction of your vision. So it's not enough just to have a plan when we're talking about being prepared to win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You. We are also talking about the steps that are required, how to win. How do I be prepared to win? I have to have a plan. I have to be in a position of readiness. I have to execute. I have to do something. I can't just sit and say, I have this great vision without stepping out and doing something. If you have the plan, you can't say, I need for someone to invest in it, and then you don't speak. Speaking is a part of that execution. Sharing the vision with those that you feel inclined and led to share the vision with. Moving to the next level, taking the necessary steps. So a part of those steps is, I'm speaking it so people can begin to, as you share your vision, you're telling your vision, a television, you're telling your vision, now people can buy into your vision. So plan. Be in a place of readiness. Execute. Our P is participate. You can't say, I want to be prepared to win and sit on the sidelines and not participate. A part of the execution is you're taking the necessary steps. That is your participation. Participate in your preparation. Don't anticipate that it's just going to come. It's not. I wish that was the case. I wish I could say it's just going to happen, but it won't. And be okay with recognizing and sharing in and getting others to share in and participate with you. Create that circle of trust around you that you have others, because that will assist you in being able to maximize your time. For example, Coach Adams has an admin support, director of administration, who will make calls for me for my winner circle as an example. That is huge. Something such as that, the time that I can do something else and focus on something else when that is happening, that's huge. Recently just partnered with a consulting firm that is supporting and walking alongside with us between now and the July WinShop, evaluating, giving some insight. That's huge. But this has all come because, one, I'm clear on the vision, and I can articulate that in a planned outline format. I'm in a place of readiness as I'm out in this execution, speaking the vision so others can catch the vision. I am a full participant. I'm sharing in this process. I'm not just expecting for others to do it. You know, when you start a company, you got to be able to clean the bathrooms and all of that before you can ask somebody to do it. You got to, people have to know that you are willing to be in the trenches. And then you get others to participate and to share in. So this is a dual process that you have to participate fully, but that's where your execution is, and you have to get others to share in and buy into your vision. If it's just one person, that one individual will make a significant difference in what you're able to achieve. If it's just one assignment that they're doing for you, guess what? You just learn how to expand your time. So I want you to see it in that way, that when you get others to participate and to share in the vision, you are executing, doing what you need to do, but you get others that you can trust to share in the vision. As you have already been out there executing, you've been speaking the vision, now they can see it, they can buy into and support what you do. So I want you to know that this participation is not specifically and exclusively you, because you're already executing. It is the participation of others that will share in and catch the vision. I want you to see the clear distinction, because I don't want you to get confused and think, okay, she said execute and participate. Those are the same thing, and they are in different ways. But you're getting others to participate and to share in your vision as you are executing. Now you've extended your hands and your feet to be able to do more because others are participating and sharing in your vision. Does that make sense? Okay, so what have we talked about so far? We're talking about how to be prepared to win. I love this whole process of being in position to win. And we have an acronym that we're working through for you today on Motivational Mondays. This acronym is around PREPARE. And our P is plan. We talked about the significance of having clear strategies that are outlined, that it's important to develop and design in advance. See, when you're planning and strategically outlining specific things, you are, as the visionary, you are forecasting. You are foretelling and forecasting what needs to happen step by step. And if you are not an expert, then get the experts to assist you. Get Google support. Get someone else's support. But do what you need to do to have a crystallized plan. There's a challenge in that because you can't get people to buy into what you don't see and you have not focused in on. So you can only write a plan based on what you can honestly see. I can only have a plan around the wind shop and get others to buy into something that I can see. Because the reality is we cannot do what we cannot see. So if you can't see it, how do you expect someone else to see it? And a part of the challenge with possibly not being able to outline a clear plan and develop that in advance is because you're really not seeing it. So you need to step back even further before we get to the stages of preparation, and you may need to crystallize your vision. Again, we're talking about how to be prepared to win so that I can work it now. I'm in position to work my vision, achieve my goals, and ultimately live my dream. Plan. Being in position, that place of readiness. I liken that to the athlete, the runner on the track field, huddled down, in position, waiting for the starting gun to go and start the race. So when you take the time to outline your clear strategies and develop and design in advance, that positions you, and now you are ready. You're at that place of readiness. Then you have to execute. You have to execute. You have to do. You know, one of the things that I have grown to realize is that if I'm not yielding the results that I desire, I have to step back and take ownership, responsibility, and say, okay, wait a minute, Coach Adams. Are you not executing to the best of your ability? Are you not doing all that you can do? We have to be willing to be transparent with ourselves and to take ownership. You know, today I was speaking and having a conversation with someone, and it was so funny because the young lady's mom was sharing with me that the daughter said, we decided. I said, well, hey, at least they decided. They made a decision. In this execution process, you have to make a decision to do. Now, will you get it right every time? No. You're going to make mistakes. But this is the key of understanding about executing, that you have to be in motion. You know, think about a car. Can you navigate a car that's not in motion? No. But even if you were to run out of gas or the car was to start, what do? You put it in neutral so that people can push it. And once it's moving, you can now navigate it. So the key to execution is you have to do something. But are you going to get it right every time? No. But take a risk. Don't be afraid to step out and do. This execution is key. Because whenever I'm in coaching partnership with someone, I can step back and say they're not getting the results that they desire. A part of that is because they're not executing. It's not going to happen overnight. It is a process. But we should be able to start to see some level of a momentum if we do our due diligence. And that is really what this process of executing is all about. It is about being diligent. It is about being faithful to do all that you need to do. When you're doing that in motion and moving, now others can participate with you and share in the vision. They'll say, now what can I do? How can we partner together? Or what can I do to assist you with the vision? You know, I may not be able to do much, but hey, can I take care of sponsoring something for you? Or hey, I can't do a lot, but maybe I can refer someone to you. So you have others that will come and participate. They will share in, but you have to execute. You have to be at a place of readiness, and you would have had to have outlined a clear plan. When we're talking about how to be prepared to win, this next one is so key. This next one is so key because it speaks to one's mindset. You have to appreciate each and every stage along the way. Now, this one is hard because sometimes you may be in a position that it's like, oh, I feel like nothing is going on, nothing is happening. But this attitude of gratitude as it relates to being prepared to win is key. You know, I often share that I had an associate in my life and loved her, beautiful person. But wow, I tell you, if she could find something negative in a situation, it was there. There was never anything positive. Her glass was always half empty, never half full. And so when you can appreciate each stage of where you are on your journey, you are now increasing your capacity, your mindset for the process. Because now you are shifting from, quote, unquote, the struggles, the challenges, but you're learning to appreciate each stage on the journey. When we can do that, we become more empowered Why? Because each stage on the journey connects us to the next. And it's significant and it's important. Because when you get on the other side, woo, when you get on the other side, you can appreciate and you hopefully will glean greater wisdom from the stuff that you had to endure before. You know, my pastor and my mentors often say the same statement. On the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. On the other side of every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. When you hear that, it lets you know that there is greater hope in tomorrow. And so when you know that and your mindset is in that place, you can appreciate any stage that you're in. Why? Because you recognize that where I am today is always subject to change. There is a greater hope in tomorrow. Do you know why people commit suicide? People commit suicide because they have lost hope. They don't feel that there's anything greater than what they're facing today. And so they feel like they're in a hopeless place that will never change. That's not the case. There's always hope in a greater tomorrow. It can always get worse, but it can always get better. So if we can learn to appreciate each and every stage along the journey, now I'm increasing my capacity, my mindset that prepares me for the next stage on our journey of being prepared to win with our acronym. And before I give that to you, I'm going to do a quick summary. P, plan. R, readiness. E, execute. P, participate others. A, appreciate each stage. R is relentless pursuit. Oh, this one is key. You have to have that determination that is so ingrained in you that says quitting is not an option. Quitting is not an option. The person that's going to win the race, they go into the race knowing that quitting is not an option. Even when things look bleak and it looks dark and it doesn't even look like it's going to happen, this relentless pursuit is a mindset that you've increased because you've been able to appreciate each stage on your journey. And now this determination is that I got to see it happen. Now I'm too invested. You know, I was speaking to a very dear friend of mine and we were talking about this very thing. I can't turn around now. I'm too invested. How invested are you in your vision? Is it easy for you to quit? Is it easy for you to throw in the towel? Or do you have the determination? You know, in the financial industry, they want to know how much sweat do you have in the game? How much do you have invested in the game? How much skin do you have in the game? Are you determined? Is your mindset that of a relentless pursuit? Against all odds, I'm going to fight. I'm determined. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. All of this is significant and important as it relates to being prepared to win. In order for me to win, I have to have a plan. In order for me to win, I have to be in a place, in position of readiness. In order for me to win, I must execute my plan. I have to do what I said I'm going to do. In order for me to win, I must get the buy-in of others to participate and share in my vision. You can't do it alone. That's the reality. We can't do it alone. We learned last week that, yes, there's so much that we can accomplish. So I'm not saying if you don't have a partnership, then don't get started. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying get started and the partnership will come. We learned that last week when we had two is better than one. We learned that one can set 1,000 in flight. So, yes, absolutely, there is so much that you can do solo, by yourself. You got to get started. Don't you dare use that as an excuse not to get moving. But we've learned that when you get others to share in, to participate, one can set 1,000 in flight. Two can set 10,000. This is any level of partnership. Maybe you need to link up with a coaching partnership. Maybe you need a coach. I'm available. Would love to be your coach, but if I'm not the one for you, get a coach nevertheless. Get in the right partnership that aligns you for greater success. Appreciate each stage of your journey. Don't you dare be a murmurer and a complainer. Don't you dare MC on the vision that was given to you. Do you know that that vision that was given to you, it is a precious gift? So appreciate each stage of the process on your journey as it's unfolding, whatever that may look like for you. But don't you dare murmur and complain. And if someone around you is murmuring and complaining, close your ears to that. Those MCs, as we would say, murmuring and complaining, as I would say, those little murmurs and complaints, guess what? They start to become seeds in your soul. And that person can go and be gone, but you start to hear those seeds of doubt, the MC. That's why I'm saying to you, it's important to appreciate each and every stage along the way, good or not so good, because know that each stage is making you better. It's making you stronger. It's increasing your capacity on your journey. So appreciate each stage. Have a mindset that is one of a relentless pursuit, one that is determined that quitting is not an option. For some of you listening in, you simply have to tell yourself, quitting is not an option. Just say that. Quitting is not an option. Regardless of the struggles, the challenges, I have to complete and fulfill this vision. Quitting is not an option. Too many of us throw in the towel too quick. And do you know you're throwing in the towel and you're right there on the brink of a boiling point. And just before the water boils, you turn the fire off. You take the pot off the stove. And then you wonder, why don't I have boiling water? You stopped it in process. So don't quit. Don't give up. Have that relentless pursuit, that mindset of determination that says, I will it. It will be accomplished. Despite the circumstances, regardless of how it may look on the surface, be committed to your vision. If no one else is committed, you have to be committed. You've heard me say this before, those that are regular listeners, because you're going to have the different levels, the different seasons where at certain points you're going to have all the people, woo! Then you're going to have people drop off. What matters most is your mindset around your vision. You're going to have people that are going to plant seeds of doubt, that are going to question your decisions around your vision. But you have to have that relentless pursuit and determination for your vision, for writing that book, for writing that screenplay, for starting that business, for creating that invention, for bringing forth the movie, whatever that may look like for you. You know, one of the things that I'm learning more and more, someone has to be a forerunner. Why not you? History is laced with individuals that did things for the very first. So whatever your vision is, it may seem big right now, but if you simply are determined and you have a mindset of one that says, I am relentlessly going to pursue this vision, now you are at a place of readiness to win. You're at a place of readiness that when the floodgates open with your yes, those yeses, you've gone through so many no's, you've gone through all of the stuff that now you can walk through those doors with ease because you have been prepared. And every situation you've gone through has prepared you for the next situation. Our last and final in our acronym is evaluate often. And I say evaluate often because we have to continuously appraise and assess. You've heard me use the term, locate where we are on our journey. This is so key that you, just like a navigation center, that little beacon will locate where you are, you need to know where you are. What stage are you in? Are you in the stage of planning? Are you in a position of readiness? Are you at that stage of execution? Are you at that stage that you need to speak the vision more so that others can catch the vision and participate and share in the vision with you? Do you need to take a time out, a sip of coffee, a sip of tea, cocoa, whatever your preference, and appreciate where you are, the good, the not so good, whatever the flavor is today, and simply appreciate the simple abundances of life? Do you know that there are some people that did not wake up today? Actually got a call of someone that I know. Yesterday, I should say, I got a text that this individual didn't make it to Sunday. They transitioned. But you are here. You have breath in your body. You have another day, another opportunity to continue forward, to fight, to kick, to press, to make it happen. If that's the only thing that you can appreciate, then appreciate that. But appreciate each and every stage of where you are. You may not be where you want to be, but appreciate that you're not where you used to be. Ah, that is a good reflection for some. I'm not where I used to be. Woo-hoo! I can appreciate each stage on the journey. I have a mindset of one that is relentless in my pursuit. I am determined to make it happen. How long will I press? Until. I will persist until. That is all of what is encompassing this relentless pursuit, with that determination of not quitting. It's a mindset that quitting is not an option. Are you in that stage of evaluating to locate where you are? Do you know where you are? Maybe you're crossing over into several areas currently on your journey. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter. Each and every one of these areas applies at different times. I want to give those of you, our global listening audience, who are listening in, the opportunity, if you like the opportunity, would like the opportunity to chime in our final minutes of today's broadcast. So this is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. If you would like to do so, simply press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you've been listening in through an electronic device, i.e. your laptop, desktop, iPad, tablet, you do need to dial in. You can dial in by calling direct 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad, again, to add yourself to the host queue, and do know that this is a safe space. I want you to be aware that if you don't already know, we do have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that has been set up, and we so love to keep the dialogue going. Maybe you're not feeling comfortable in speaking live on the airwaves. But I want you to know it is a safe space for you to do so if you choose that. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Either way, would love to hear, did you take anything away from today's broadcast? Anything shared around the information of being prepared to win, getting into position for your yes? Was there any value for you? Of course, again, my desire, Coach Adams' desire, and Inspired Media for You, our team, the desire is that we bring you quality programming. And so we want to know, are you taking anything away? Did you get any value from what you heard today on the specific steps of being prepared to win? This is also an opportunity, the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, which is an open group. It is the opportunity as well for you to share show ideas. Maybe there's a specific topic that you would like to see covered that you feel would really benefit you on your journey where you are of closing that gap from that target to where you are today. Let us know that as well. We want to hear about it. Wow. If you missed this past WinShop, you really missed a treat. I have to say it was awesome, awesome, awesome. A couple of weeks ago, we actually had a few individuals share a reflection, but I want you to know that you have yet another opportunity to plan and prepare for. And how can you do that? One, I want you to know that if you're not already, be reminded, if you're not already, I said it earlier, but I'm saying it again, that maybe you just joined in or whatever the case may be, that I want to stay connected with you. And if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please visit CoachAdams.com. CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, and add yourself to my database, to my network, so that you can stay in touch with happening, things that are happening. But I was sharing with you about speaking around things that have recently happened. Wow, what a phenomenal WinShop we had in January. And so now we're moving to the next one. Coach Adams, as you know, for those that listen regularly and for those that don't know, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year in January and July, we host a live empowerment workshop, Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams' dynamic time to shape up and win. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You know, it's so interesting. I had one of the attendees of the last Win Shop share with me. They were like, wow, the content is rich. We need it. More people need it. And so maybe you feel it's not something that you can benefit from. Share with your network. It's a great time to receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Now is the time to plan for July. Again, to calendar for those that are planners, love my planners, July the 22nd, July the 22nd. I think I said the 29th earlier, faux pas on Coach Adams' part. The 22nd is the next Target Win Shop date. And if you want information associated with early bird registration, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Maybe you want to join in partnership and participate, share in being able to give the gift of empowerment. You want more information about sponsorship opportunities for Inspired Media for you, our network, or for the Win Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. Again, send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Wowzer, you don't want to miss next week's installment of Motivational Mondays. We have a dynamic duo joining us. I love that we have connected around partnership in this month of February, which is quote-unquote the love month. On our next episode of Motivational Mondays on February the 20th, we will have joining us in studio Dr. Deborah and Bishop Esley Simmons, and they're going to be sharing great insight and wisdom around the subject of For the Love of Family and Ministry. They are in the Sacramento region and have a powerful church that is truly growing and thriving in the Sacramento area. A lot of different projects. Their church is South Sacramento Christian Center, South Sacramento Christian Center. I am so excited to have them joining us next week in the virtual boardroom because they recently, there was an article in a local Sacramento paper just really giving them love and kudos around their partnership, around the ministry work that they're doing in that area. So this show, you don't want to miss it because it's really about vision and purpose. And I think that each of us will glean great insight on how do I balance the other areas of my life, like in this case, family, with my assignment, in this case, being ministry. I want to thank you again so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays as we have had a rich, rich time in our virtual boardroom on today's subject. You know, I always get so much from the richness that is shared, even if I'm sharing it, the reminders, the preparation that I go through to bring you the content each week. It always encourages me on my journey. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Know that we will be back on next Monday right here, same bat channel, Inspired Media for you, same bat time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, giving you your weekly infusion, your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now, one who inspires. Be reminded that I coach and you win.